painful disease that people frequently get is what? So it's a painful disease and it causes a lot of aches and pains. I don't mean arthritis, but it's something like arthritis.
Neuritis?
Or it starts with an R.
Rheumatism?
Right.
Those three belong to one family.
Uh-huh.
Neuritis, arthritis,
yeah.
And rheumatism.
And now, do you remember that disease that, it killed a lot of people years ago? They have shots now, but it, small children very frequently died of this.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. And now a disease that causes a yellowing of the eye of the eyeballs.
Well, that's liver disease.
All right, or the skin turns yellow. Had a lot of this during around.
Hepatitis.
Or yes, right? But another word starts with a J.
Jaundice.
Yeah.
I just went around the bush.
That's okay. You got there. Do you always, would you call it just jaundice, probably?
Yellow jaundice. Yellow is just the interpretation. Mm-hmm. Jaundice is the proper medical expression.
Sure. And if you have a pain down here in your side, you might have what? If you have an operation. It's not too serious an operation.
Appendicitis?
Yeah.
Or like I had a gallbladder, gallstone. That's on the side too.
Yeah, that's right. That's a little more serious though.
Yeah.
If you something wouldn't stay on your stomach and came up, what would you be doing? What do you call that?
Vomiting.
Do you know any other terms for jocular or crude expressions that you've heard for vomiting?
Think of that,
okay. If a person is vomiting, what would you say? He is sick?
From an upset stomach.
Okay. But would you say he is sick about his stomach, though? You would say he is sick. Sick at his stomach, to his stomach, or on his stomach, or sick to the stomach, or sick to his stomach. Which would you probably use?
On his stomach.
All right, and if a person had some news, you'd say the person did what? The person came over. You'd probably say to tell me, wouldn't you? To tell me, you wouldn't say for to tell me.
To tell me, yes.
If something might be disappointing to you in the future, you say, if this doesn't happen, but disappointed in the future. Now, you talk about yourself. I what? Disappointed. If my vegetables don't come out, I what? Disappointed next month.
And the word discouraged is going through my mind.
No, I just mean disappointed. What about disappointed, though? Let's just fill in the blank. I disappointed in the future. Be disappointed. I...
No, that's
well, me. All right, would you say if someone is going out with a girl, you'd say he is doing what? He is...
Dating.
Okay. And if she doesn't want to marry him, you'd say she did what? She
played around with him.
All right, but she didn't marry him. He asked her to marry him, and she said no.
She turned him down.
Okay. All right, and do you know a name for a noisy burlesque serenade after a wedding? Big. they people come around and they holler and bang on things outside the house of the bride or groom after the wedding.
I've only one remark.
What's the
hullabaloo?
Okay. You ever heard the term shivery?
I've heard it, yes.
Oh, but you're not familiar with it.
No.
Okay. How about a the man who stands up for with the groom? He's the what?
Best man.
And the girl who stands with the bride?
Bridesmaid.